From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Russia backs the Syrian government. Syrian government troops advanced under cover of Russian airstrikes Monday. In the heaviest fighting in weeks, government forces battled rebels in a strategic area in the central province of Hama. The fighting was focused on the village of Kafar Nabuta. Syria's Army Command says it captured the village, but activists say the rebels repelled the attack. Meanwhile, U.S.-led coalition forces continued to strike Islamic State targets on Monday, destroying tactical units in two areas. The U.S. Central Command says the coalition conducted 18 strikes in Iraq. The men trying to get the sides to negotiate, UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura, Monday, told a news conference that he would hold talks in Russia on Tuesday and then head to Washington.
It is clear that the Russian military intervention in Syria has indeed introduced new dynamics into the situation. And that means that making forecast speculations are going to be, for the moment, difficult.
Meanwhile, the European Council on Monday called for Russia to immediately end military attacks in Syria. Amidst a rise in Palestinian violence against Israelis, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu opened Israel's parliament with a declaration that the country will overcome the knife terror. Mr. Netanyahu again blamed Hamas, the Palestinian National Authority, and a group called the Islamic Movement for inciting violence. He said Palestinians are spreading what he called the lie that Israel is planning to take over a key religious site in East Jerusalem, revered by both Muslims and Jews. Meanwhile, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas played the wave of violence on what he called acts of aggression by Israeli settlers.